The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's about that time, buddy.
Let's do it, buddy.
And we've already got some new faces, I see.
Good. Good luck.
Maybe not. I mean, today is your day. If you've never played Where They Wine It before, you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. It is spring break.
Mm-hmm.
And in the business, we understand that means people's driving patterns change.
Okay.
Their listening patterns change because the kids are home, and your kids should not be listening to this garbage. It is straight, hot, flaming garbage. So that means there will be some regulars who will not make it in today. You could take their place.
All right.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. Not now, actually, because the phone lines are jammed up
right. Because
there's so many people excited. If you have never played the game before, here's how it works. Kimmy has a post from the neighborhood apps that you guys send her. We appreciate you doing that. She takes it. She removes the street names and town references. But despite that, there is still enough in there, little clues, where you can figure out where they wind
up. How do I do that?
Well, you listen.
I have to listen.
And then you call us when a phone line opens at 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
So don't jump too early. Let's hear the whole piece.
Look, you do whatever you want to do. You have...
No, and I think you're right. You got to be patient.
You have somehow removed yourself from the equation of this game altogether. You're like Derek Carr, where at one point, like, you were semi-impressive, and now there's nothing left.
Now you just wear eyeliner for no reason.
I don't know... Who's Derek Carr?
Quarterback, NFL, Raiders. Now he's with the Saints.
Oh, okay.
He's could be out all season because of his shoulder.
Oh, gotcha.
Great talk. Kimmy, are we ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do the damn thing.
Webster! Hilkin! Irondequoit! Where they whining?
Warning! Do not hire blank to watch your house or pets in any capacity or any amount of time.
Can I call a timeout?
Sure.
Is this a person or a business?
This is a person.
Okay,
I took the person's name out.
Okay, thank you.
Got it.
Shut up.
Done.
I mean, maybe it's the name of their business, but it looks like a name.
Okay.
This locust will clear your home of all food and beverage. We were away on a cruise for a week, and this person came highly recommended from a neighbor, so we hired him to stay at our house for 5 days and watch our two labs. I want to first say...
Thank you for making
I know.
The number two at my face.
That dog reference is key.
Okay.
Shut up.
I want to first say that we definitely should have done some more research, but we were a bit crunched for time because we had our normal girl cancel on us due to a death in her family. We did a walkthrough with this man before we left for vacation. He was great with our dogs and seemed nice enough. They don't require much other than being fed and let outside a few times a day.
Yeah, that's what dogs do.
Why are you?
Did I teach him any math?
We have reached the point where Tommy's yelling at a post.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Feel free to comment later. We felt comfortable enough to leave our home in his hands. He was also reasonably priced and on par with most dog watching services. I'll skip ahead to 5 days later. We hadn't heard from him while away, so we assumed no news was good news. When we returned home, everything looked normal until we checked our fridge, cupboards, and pantry. Entirely cleaned out. We told him to help himself to some groceries, but not every single food item. We also have a garage fridge filled with a variety of soda, beer, and canned cocktails. All of it was wiped out.
What does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you.
Had to be.
Will you let her read, please?
All of it was wiped out. Had to be $300 to $400 worth in total. I also realized today that some spices are missing from the rack. We had already paid him ahead of time, so it's all
he's
a loss.
He's stealing saffron?
We're out of turmeric. I don't know what we do with it.
I love how we both had a rare spice ready to go.
We'd already paid him ahead of time, so it's all a loss at this point. But please pass this on so he doesn't do the same to someone else.
All right, phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. That is a long-ass post.
Very long, but a lot of tells in there.
Oh, please tell me what the tells are, okay. Tell boy.
So you got going on a cruise.
Thank you.
Nice. And that a cruise, you know, there's very many levels of cruise.
There are very many levels of cruise.
No, there's
Jimmy.
There's a high end, and you know, you got your busted low end, right?
Yeah.
and two labs. Those are expensive dogs.
Can be.
All right. But you also have you have a garage fridge full of canned cocktails.
What is a canned cocktail?
I can't wait to hear your take on this.
What's that?
What, canned cocktails doesn't narrow anything.
Very, very, very.
They're
popular.
The most popular.
Oh, everybody's buying them right now in a certain area of town.
So tell me where that area of town is.
So these are people that, for where they live, mm-hmm. are quite affluent.
But
you West Side affluent.
Yeah?
Because this post came from Why You Lie, Chai Lai.
Okay.
This is Chai Lai. These are rich Chai Lai people.
Okay. By the way,
you Chai Lai rich.
Chai Lai,
you got a lot of Chai Lai cash.
Chai Lai is more affluent than you think it is.
I am agreeing with you.
No, stupid.
There are pockets of money in Chai Lai.
You confuse Gates and Chai Lai.
No, I don't.
Yes,
I go to Chai Lai every week with Bill Gray.
You think Gates and Chai Lai, because of the school districts, are the same thing? Well, even though Chai Lai is in like three other school districts also. Churchville Chai Lai, Wheatland Chai Lai, Gates Chai Lai.
You're producing the same kid.
Okay, you're not, actually. Not, by the way, why is that a problem?
I'm not saying anything. I just
they got me saying things that aren't true.
I was going to say, careful over there.
All right.
Chai Lai.
All right, so here's the thing.
It's West Side.
Age is what matters here, because if this is a couple under the age of 50, I believe they are West Side. Because younger folks on the West Side will
house
go
full
on
of food,
okay.
Good food too.
No,
get to my house, I ain't got no good food.
Here's the thing: this is why I think we might be going east of the river. If it's an older couple going on a cruise, that's an affluent cruise trip.
Well, yeah, they're going on a fancy cruise.
They got two dogs. They don't mention anything about kids. They already had someone ready to watch their house and had a backup, which means everyone in their neighborhood has a house watcher, which is not a common West Side thing.
No, but these could be old Kodakers.
Also, were they 90?
No, they could be in their 60s. They could be my age. I could have been a Kodaker.
No, you couldn't have.
I said the way I steal? I would have been branch manager.
Also, I find it funny, like, they talk about their house was, like, all the food's gone. If it's, like, an older couple, they don't keep food in the house anyway, right? It's like the guy made himself a sandwich. All our food is gone. I'm going east side here.
Where are you going?
It's not the highest of high, but I still think it's, I'm going to say Fairport.
That's high end.
Not for folks that would have bought this house years ago. That's what you got
to
think.
And I don't think Fairport you're allowed to have a fridge in your garage. Seriously.
Shut up.
No, I'm serious. I think it's against ordinance.
No, because like you in your head have this like 1950s fridge that has been around, right? Since like, you know,
grandpa
fought
one.
For the Italians and nobody talks about that anymore.
Yes.
Right?
But it's nobody puts their nice refrigerator.
There are people that go buy refrigerators for the garage. It happens.
All right.
That's what I'm seeing here. All nice, right. White, pure garage. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like,
yeah,
oh,
the fancy
okay,
one.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I'm going to Fairport.
All right, good luck with that.
Bro, you haven't won in over a year. I'm not listening to you.
It ain't no goddamn Fairport.
All right, it ain't no goddamn Fairport. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. First of all, we had a winner last week. Jeremy won for the first time ever.
Wait, is
it was Jeremy.
Jeremy, our Jeremy?
No, not our. Yeah, our Jeremy, stupid.
Okay. He won?
Yeah, he won for the first time ever. Do you participate in this
week.
Show?
Well, he's so jerky all the time. I never.
No, remember he was in a really bad mood, and we're like, maybe that helped his mood.
He picked Rockport, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he's always in a bad mood.
All right, so Jeremy won last week. Right. If he scrounges himself up, he has to pick last.
All right.
All right, so. And one rule only.
What's that?
You get one pick.
Mm-hmm.
If you are on hold and hear someone else say the town you were going to name, you got two options. Hang up the phone. Try again next week. We will not be bothered.
Yeah.
Or pick a different town.
All right.
If we answer the phone and we say, and you say, I was going to say, but then I went, you have been disqualified, and the commissioner makes all final calls. Are we ready?
Of course I'm ready.
252 WCMF. Let's start with a man who just bitches and moans. I never get to go first. Armand's on CMF. Hey, Armand. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Damn, I got to go first. That's crazy.
Shut up. No. After you were bitching last week, I don't want to hear you. Oh, no, I got to go first.
Hey, I should have every right to go first. 1 week, Kimmy hung up on me, then I went third. You know, then this week, I'm trying to listen to the post, and Duffy just won't shut up.
I won't shut up. He won't shut up.
Yeah, you're right, Armand. Tell him. Although I didn't hang up on your lies.
The only part of the post I caught was that they had two labs. So
all right. You're bitching about us wasting time. You've been on the air
he
for
just made
60
his pick
seconds.
And you talked over his pick.
Yeah,
you
I don't care.
His point.
What's your pick, Armand?
Hilton.
Why Hilton?
Family Royal. You know, it's not. They didn't say anything about having kids. And I got a couple of friends that live out in Hilton. And that's what I'm going with.
I don't hate that. Now that I'm like doing
that's a
the math.
Country ass pick.
You got two labs. You need a lot of space with two labs.
No, you don't. You need a yard. What do you need? Acreage?
And it, And, they're not heard. You gotta have a good neighborhood, you know. So, I'm going Hilton.
All right, Armand, we got you for Hilton. Great talking to you, buddy.
Yep.
Shut up, by Armand. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Patrick. Patrick, where are they whining?
I've had a bitchy thing about this. I'm gonna go Webster on this one.
Why Webster?
I feel like you gotta have some money to have somebody at your house for 5 days to take care of your dogs.
Okay.
Especially to go on a cruise nowadays. My wife's parents goes on cruises all the time. They are expensive as hell.
Really? I thought they were going the opposite direction after COVID, like, kept everybody off the cruise ships.
Or, I mean, maybe it's just something that I can't afford. Who knows?
Okay.
No, but you go to those fancy old people ones where you just look at, like, mountains and castles.
Oh, where it's called Overboard Just in Case? All right. So you're going to go Webster, Patrick?
Yes, sir.
All right. We got you for Webster. Right. I don't hate that one either.
That's it. I mean, there's... That kind of fits the bill.
The only one I've hated so far is yours.
Really? Because I only hated your stupid ass pick.
Wow.
Fairport.
Yeah, calm down over there, buddy.
Fairport's got it all, man. Garagios and everything.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Marty. Marty, where are they whining?
I'm going to go Penfield.
Why are you going to go Penfield?
It feels right to me.
That's all you got.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Going with his gut.
God, Marty, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. It just feels right. I'm a grown man that talks like this.
He sounds like a Dolphins fan. Like when you describe Dolphin fans that live here, that's the voice I hear. You're a Dolphin fan.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Barber. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Gates.
Why Gates?
Because Tommy knows there's a fridge in the garage, and what group of people like to have a summer enclosed garage for their porch? Italians. So I got a feeling this is like an Italian couple. They got that fridge in the garage. You know, they went on a cruise, maybe to the Mediterranean, back to the homeland. And that's what went on.
And here's the problem. Italians don't buy labs.
They don't?
Italians only buy designer dogs.
Oh, like the little dog?
Can you name an Italian friend you have that doesn't have a little designer dog?
No.
You included, by the way.
You're right.
Every Italian, like you know, lab, for whatever reason, yeah. Italians don't want big, like, American dogs. They want designer dogs.
Yeah.
Explain that, Barber. How about that?
They're northern Italian. They got too much Swiss influence.
Barber, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We should pick a classy lady.
Okay.
But all we have is Christine. Christine, where are they whining?
Oh, that's harsh, Patrick. Nice, nice, nice. I'm saying Irondequoit.
Why Irondequoit?
I think Irondequoit is more of the middle-aged kids, like 30-ish.
Okay.
Labs are popular for that type.
Okay.
And I think this is people that don't have kids. And with what they have in their refrigerator, almost every house in Irondequoit has a fridge these days.
Thoughts?
Like an extra fridge or just a fridge?
Yeah, the garage fridge you're talking about?
The garage fridge, yeah. Oh.
I thought that was going away.
No. Why?
I thought like your generation was not doing that.
I would love a fridge in the garage.
Yeah, but you don't. You could have one.
Well, no, my wife was like, why do we have a fridge in the garage?
I agree with her.
Well, shut up. Why is that a not classy? Yeah, that doesn't make you less classy.
You're too snooty for a garage fridge?
What a bitch. You call yourself
Nobody
a man?
Nobody sees it.
God.
You low-end, canned cocktail swilling, chain-smoking, got a chipped tooth you never fixed.
I got it fixed.
That sounds like you, Tommy.
Yeah. Christine, before you hurt anyone else's feelings, we're going to let you go. Thank you for the call. Coming in both barrels today. Christine.
Yeah.
All right, 252-WCMF. Let's get one more in before we have Kimmy reread. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Spencerport.
Why Spencerport?
Because they have a little bit of land out there in with those dogs, like you said.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It ain't cattle. It's two dogs.
No, those are big dogs. They need space.
I know people have two dogs in a regular-ass house.
Well, not two labs. Those are huge. Those are big dogs, man.
Oh, my God. You make it sound like you need a farm.
Is your mouth okay?
It was last night.
Shut up.
I was doing some farming and some plowing.
I'm Pat's mom.
It's amazing how I could throw my voice.
Can we disqualify Chris for that? I feel like he should be disqualified.
Nothing in the rules.
Chris, great talking to you.
Clean up.
Shut up. Thanks for the call. You should get sued. Whatever. Shut up. 252 WCMF. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us, please?
Yes, you can. Warning, do not hire blank to watch your house or pets in any capacity for any amount of time. This locust will clear your home of all food and beverage. We were away on a cruise for a week, and this person came highly recommended from a neighbor, so we hired him to stay at our house for 5 days and watch our two labs. I want to first say that we definitely should have done some more research, but we're a bit crunched for time because we had our normal girl cancel on us due to a death in her family. We did a walkthrough with this man before we left for vacation. He was great with our dogs and seemed nice enough. They don't require much other than being fed and let outside a few times a day. We felt comfortable enough to leave our home in his hands. He was also reasonably priced and on par with most dog watching services. I'll skip ahead to 5 days later. We hadn't heard from him while away, so we assumed no news was good news. When we returned home, everything looked normal until we checked our fridge, cupboards, and pantry. Entirely cleaned out. We told him to help himself to some groceries, but not every single food item. We also have a garage fridge filled with a variety of soda, beer, and canned cocktails.
All of it. What does that mean?
All of it was wiped out. Had to be $300 to $400 worth in total. I also realized today that some spices are missing from the rack. We had already paid him ahead of time, so it's all a loss at this point. But please, pass this on so he doesn't do the same to someone else.
All right, 252 WCMF. Tommy is in Chi Lai. I am in Fairport. Armand is in Hilton because he knows a couple of guys in Hilton. Patrick is in Webster. Marty is in Penfield. Just cause I'm in Penfield. Barber is in Gates. Christine is in Arundicoit. Chris is in Spencerport. By the way, I had said that Italians only buy designer little dogs. Steven writes us, the mother-in-law is Italian. She is a lab and a pit mix.
Oh, that's a big-ass dog. That's a mean-ass dog.
Call it a pab or a lip.
You'll get there.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Cody. Hello, Cody. Where are they whining?
Hello, Duffy. They're whining in Greece.
Why Greece?
So,
big dog
one
country.
Thing that nobody's mentioned yet, this cruise was only, or their vacation was only 5 days long. That's 1 day to travel to get on the cruise, three days on the cruise, and 1 day to come back from the
Chintz
cruise.
Chintz cruise. Yes, that's chintzy ass.
Why didn't you pick up on that then, Tommy?
I'm looking for, it's because Tommy doesn't pay attention to anything but your mother. So,
Richard,
I'm looking for a family that's got enough yardage for two labs, but they don't need a lot, but they need some. A family that doesn't have a lot of money, but they have enough to go on a cruise, a small cruise. All the money they had was blown on the cruise. So they needed the cheapest guy they could get, and they're upset that the guy made a couple things.
Ah, no, but you're wrong, because they said they already had someone, and this guy was a fill-in, so you weren't listening, Cody.
Well, they need the cheapest guy they could get for the fill-in. I'm sure the guy they already had wasn't that expensive either.
It was a woman. Cody!
A woman? Oh, wow. That just throws my pick way off.
God, I'm starting to hate Cody so much with every bone in my body.
Wow, I've been there since day one.
Cody, great talking to you, buddy. Shut up, Cody. Bye, Cody. 252 WCMF. Let's rip through some real quick. Folks are waiting patiently. Let's talk to Devin. Devin, where are they whining, buddy?
I think it's Canandaigua.
Why Canandaigua?
I don't know. I go out to the lake out there, and they be labbing out there, you know?
They be labbing.
They be labbing.
Okay, but here's a question, Devin. If you live near the water, why would you go on a cruise on a vacation?
Because Canandaigua Lake is trash compared to, like, you know, more fancy places to go on the water.
Like the ocean?
Yeah. That place.
All right.
That place.
Where they're labbing it out there in Canandaigua. All right. Devin, thanks for the call. That kid seems
they
like
be labbing.
He seems like a peach. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, where are they whining, buddy?
I think I'm going with Victor.
Why Victor?
I think Victor fits all the parameters of the post. You know, the refrigerator in the garage, the ability to go on a cruise, the ability to pay a guy to sit in your house for 5 days. I think it's Victor.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that pick. Well, you can't go. You pick Chi Lai. It's literally the opposite of Victor.
Well, I mean, there is like a little religious note in there too. They mentioned locusts. Like he ate like a locust.
Okay.
That's like your top Bible bug, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they're a little bit more conservative religious people.
What are you talking about?
Well, I could see a conservative person living in Victor.
You
like
think
a conservative
that because they use the word locust?
That's a Bible bug. That's your top.
They also
maybe
exist
another bug in the
world.
Bible.
Another bug in the Bible.
Like you know, Jesus stepped on a roach. I never heard that.
Mark, thanks for the call, buddy.
But didn't they eat all their crops or something? Everybody died?
Yes, it literally just Passover. It just happened.
Oh.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
252 WCMF. All right. We are officially, we're already late.
Oh.
But we cannot finish without last week's champion.
Oh, he's back.
A man who came in angry.
The Prince of Darkness.
Won the whole
the dark cloud.
The break room dark cloud.
Mr. Warmth.
252 WCMF. Last week's champion with Brockport.
Mr. Cuddles.
Please welcome a man to try to do it for the back end. Jeremy, where are they whining, buddy?
Your ray of sunshine is here.
What do you got?
I would like a quick read of all the towns, very quickly.
Nope, that is against the rules, Jeremy. We give you one read in the middle.
Okay. I'm going Brighton, then.
Damn! Why Brighton?
Well, because they said that their normal girl, you know, was not available. That means that they do this on a regular basis.
Ooh.
And also what Tommy just said, locust, Old Testament,
Bible,
Jewish, wiping out the crops, wiping out the cupboards and pantry, wiping out the lab's food, and wiping out, you know, the spices of all things. This is Old Testament, man. I think it's Brighton.
I really like the logic of this
one. Okay, Jeremy, I do have a question, though, and be honest. Did you think of that before Tommy said the thing about the locust?
Yes, I have a sheet written down with all my stuff.
All right. Fair enough. I'll give it to you.
Jeremy, I don't hate that pick either.
Say two more things really quickly. Number one, I was one of the first people who won this game with the rule that you can't separate Arondequoits, but that was before the star chart. And I forget what the other thing was, so bye, Dix.
Great finish, Jeremy. Thanks for the call. All right. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
We got a lot of picks today.
Oh, yeah. We're all over.
Yeah, we are. There was no bunch.
So we got a winner.
We're good to go. All right. So Tommy is in Chi-Lai. I'm in Fairport. Armand is in Hilton. Patrick is in Webster. Marty is in Benfield. Barber is in Gates. Crown of the Graggio.
Yeah.
Christine is in Arondequoit because a lot of middle, younger people have dogs like that.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is in Spencerport. Cody is in Greece because he said it was a chintz cruise. Devin's in Canandaigua where they're labbing it out. Mark is in Victor. Jeremy went Old Testament style with Brighton. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Uh-oh, Kimmy's making a face. It's not a good face for us, tell you that. She's never smiling when it's us.
I smile all the time.
You never smile. When do you smile?
Say this every time.
You smile when one of us gets hurt or insulted.
You're like a crocodile.
She's like a locust.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Let's do it, Kimmy.
Spencerport! Yates! Henrietta!
Sit down, you jackass.
You
sound like an outfield, like, baseball fan. Sit down, you jackass!
You bum!
I'd pay for these tickets. Right, well, another person on the star chart has officially passed Tommy.
Ooh.
Well, it ain't you.
Well, it's fine. You lost again, stupid.
Because they whining in the land of beer fridges. They whining in Hilton.
Damn, Armand. First pick.
They called it.
First pick off of the break room. Damn, Armand. Look at that. Has he won twice in 4 weeks?
Gotta be close.
Well, he won back-to-back. I don't know how long
ago.
Oh
my God! So he's won like 3 in 5 weeks.
Maybe.
Oh my God!
So how many stars does he have?
Kid's on a run.
This will be his fourth star.
Oh my God!
Only two away from me, which is impressive.
You have one in a while.
He's one away from you.
Yeah, like I said.
Yeah, you got a little dry there, Rory.
Got a little. Oh, look who's talking! Look who's talking! You're so dry.
Yeah.
You're like your mom.
My mom's dry.
She's not dry. Not when I walk in.
You always say my mom's wet.
Yeah, that's why. Bow. You didn't have to say it.
No, you always say.
I was trying to walk it through without getting dumped, and then here you come.
You always say my mom gets damp when she sees you. So why would she be dry? Unless you're not doing your job.
I don't need to. Shut up.
This got weird.
I think he's 3 for 5. I think he's 3 in the last 5 weeks.
Damn.
And if so, that is the most epic run in Where They Whine in history. Holy crap. Armand, congratulations.
Yeah. So he's back to last place again.
Yep. He will have to. If he's going to play next week, he is back to last place. And, Hilton, a lot of space.
Yeah.
Garage fridges.
Yeah.
Apparently they're labbing it out.
And Chintzy Cruise.
It all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Leaving on a jet plane.
Who's going?
Oh, you're ready to go on a licensed vacation. Spring break, right?
Oh, nice.
And then you look out the window, ready to board your plane, and you see this.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This happened at the Frederick Douglass Rochester International Airport and Awning Emporium yesterday. Around 11 a.m.,
yeah.
Someone took a video, it looks like, Kimmy, out of the window of the airport.
That's the image I saw.
So at the planes, at the gate?
At the planes.
Yeah.
Because it looks far away, whatever's going on.
There are fire trucks, lights, and sirens following an American Eagle flight down the runway just after it landed.
Oh.
So this happened yesterday. We still do not know what the issue was that caused the fire trucks to follow the airplane down the runway after it landed. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Tommy, you're sitting at your gate.
Mm-hmm.
You are waiting for your plane.
Yeah.
And you see all of this unfold. Lady gets on the PA, Southwest, we're going to be boarding zone one, and you're zone three, but you're a dick, so you get in line for zone one.
Mm.
You getting on that plane?
I may not be rushing this time to cut the line.
Well, you got no choice.
Mm. But you're still getting on.
But that's not my plane.
No.
No.
I'm going to get on my own plane.
You are,
Yeah, I'm not. I'm going to fly.
Okay.
But don't you have some questions? Like, an issue with the plane?
Yeah,
was
but I don't
it
think
something going on with the weather? What, like,
yeah.
I'd kind of want to know, like, you know, what caused this issue, whatever the issue is.
But I also think there's not going to be two issues at the same airport. That's rare. Two separate issues at an airport on the same
morning,
two take out. I don't think that's ever happened.
If we're going to play the percentages, of course it's happened.
I'm saying two emergencies at the airport, one after the other with two planes.
Separate incidents.
They touched or something.
There's never... No way that's never happened.
Never happened. In the history of aviation.
All right, let me ask you this then, smart guy.
And I like to fly.
I know you
shows.
Do. I know. You always say I like to fly like you want a badge or something. Like a pilot's going to show up and be like, hello.
I was so jealous of my grandson when he came to town last time. Because he got something that I used to always get when I was little. The wings.
You're a grown-ass man.
They still give out the actual metal wings that
really?
Pin on you.
To children.
Yeah. I kind of wanted one, man.
Yeah, if you ask, they'll probably give them to you.
No, because then I look weird.
Not like a guy saying what you're saying into a microphone. All right, let me ask you this then, smart guy.
Go ahead, smart guy.
You're flying American Eagle. You get to your gate early.
Yeah.
You see this plane at the fire. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't know if that's your plane or not.
All right.
What are you doing?
I mean, I got to go.
You're not sure? Oh, really? You have no idea if that's your plane that the fire trucks are following?
But it's ready to go. Like, they fixed it.
No, we don't know that.
Not gonna put me in a flaming plane.
No, once you get in the plane, it becomes flaming on its own. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Are you getting on your American Eagle flight if you get to the gate early?
She's
and see
a
the
fly girl.
I'm gonna get on the plane, but I'm gonna have a lot more nerves until that thing is in the air.
Any bump is gonna. I'm gonna get nervous.
So then, why take the flight?
Because I got to go, man.
And I also have a bunch of questions that I want to ask, but I won't. So I'm hoping somebody else goes up there and asks the questions loud enough for all of us to hear.
But you're never going to get an answer. They're not going to tell you. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, there's no sense of asking.
Yeah.
Because my wife's done this before. You know, everything's fine. Yes, yes. These are quality planes.
Look, even if that's not my plane, I would have a really hard time.
Well, you don't like to fly because you're a jittery little sissy boy.
Okay.
That's
jittery. Jittery sissy boy.
That made you gasp all the horrible things he said about me. Oh, you remind me of someone.
But you are. You pansy out.
No, I.
You pansy out.
I don't like to fly. Is that what I sound like?
Yeah,
you're getting on your flaming plane.
Flame plane.
It is weird, unless the story is broke since about 8 o'clock this morning, that we don't know what the issue was.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it was nothing. I mean, it may have been a false alarm.
Well, then say that.
Because there was no flames coming out of the plane, right?
I don't know. It was off in the distance. I'm sorry, Kimmy.
I have been in a situation where I was waiting for a connecting flight. They were waiting for it to come in and drop off, you know, wherever they were coming from. And then they were delaying us getting on because they said they had to check something on the plane.
Okay.
And then said they were going to replace the plane and then didn't replace the plane.
Whoa!
Because I guess things were fine.
A little hokey pokey.
But that was a little weird. Like, You stuck with the plane, even though you said you're going to replace the
plane.
And
you still got on the plane.
Yeah. I mean, I was at that point, I'm in, I don't even remember what airport it was, but I was somewhere. I had to get on a plane either way, whether it was to get back home or go wherever I was going.
So the worst one I remember, I had one in Montreal where we had to go back to the airport, but that was everything was cool. Mm-hmm. So when JetBlue first had live television, and I thought that was the coolest thing, man, you're watching TV. Except where I was making my connecting flight, a plane had just skidded off the runway because of ice. Now, it wasn't bad. Like, it didn't, like, go crash or anything, but it was, like, off the runway. But I'm watching it in real time on CNN,
yeah.
And we're flying to that airport.
It's weird you're saying that because I just heard in the break room, never in the history of America have there been two incidents at the same day with planes.
And it didn't happen to us because they obviously fixed the runway. Everybody was good. And everybody got home for Christmas. Amen.
Was this a Hallmark movie? And then I fell in love with a handsome man who works as a carpenter, who never left town, and he has those small town values. I quit my job as a high-powered attorney in New York City and realized what Christmas was all about.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.